Good morning, good evening, wherever you may be. This is Justin with Presidium Edge. Thanks for listening, guys. I really do appreciate it. Look, real quick, I'm just going to sum this entire podcast up. This is probably going to be a longer podcast than normal. But I'm so tired of seeing these videos, man, on quote-unquote multiple attackers and how to think about it, how to do it, do this, that, and the other thing. And I'll tell you my big problem with it, but really what I'm going to give you the main focus points of this podcast. Number one, it's going to be ego, bullshito, and the mistakes you made to even get into that scenario to begin with. I'm also going to talk about some basics, what to do's, what not to do's, little nuanced stuff that may seem unimportant in the moment, but is actually absolutely crucial when dealing with more than one person that wants to do you harm. I'm going to discuss how ego plays into this and all the bullcrap that comes along with it. I'm going to discuss a little bullshito. I'm gonna discuss armed versus unarmed, and I'm gonna talk about, you know, knives and guns specifically in tandem. But yeah, so we're gonna talk about multiple attackers today and why most of these videos absolutely just make my hair stand up on the back of my neck and cringe because of what these guys are saying and the way that they're saying it. Now, a lot of these guys have the best intentions. They've got a lot of training, they've got a lot of experience. But the way that they convey their message, I don't think they do it the right way. They focus on the fight way too much. But we'll get into that after the break, guys. Right now, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. So sit back, relax, enjoy the break, and we'll see you on the other side. All right, we're back. Here we go. So, the first thing that aggravates me about these multiple attacker videos, podcasts, whatever, the way some of these guys present this information. And I'm not going to mention any names. I'm not going to call anybody out. I don't do that. You know, they're doing them, I'm doing me. But I want to give you guys the skinny on what to look for when you're watching a YouTube video and they're talking about all this stuff, what to look for, what not to look for, that kind of a thing. So just hang with me, and I'll explain it. So the one thing that really bothers me right off the bat is these guys focus on the fight way too much. They focus on the fight. And there might be a 4-second quip of, well, you shouldn't even get to this situation to begin with, but if you do, here's what. And that's, to me, that's shortcutting a whole lot of stuff that you need to be aware of. You know, it's been my experience that the further I progress in my physical training, the less I actually find myself in situations where a fight could take place. There's a very good quote. I forget the gentleman's name, but he says, a fight avoided is a fight won. So with that in mind, there's no telling how many fights I've won just by avoiding them. And I'll tell you how to avoid them. I explained it yesterday and the day before. Situational awareness, avoidance, deterrence, and de-escalation. Don't go stupid places with stupid people and do stupid shit. Don't do that. Don't leave your house after 10 o'clock at night to go to a bar and drink. That is a bad idea. You know there's alcohol involved, and you know what happens when alcohol is involved. You're smart enough to figure that out. Nothing good. Period. Don't do it. Don't go to that gas station, liquor store, or whatever it is, past 10 o'clock at night in that seedy neighborhood or seedy area of town that you know is a bad area. Don't do that. you are willfully engaging yourself in possible hostile activity. That is what you are doing. Make good choices. Don't go stupid places with stupid people and do stupid shit. Don't do it. Pardon my language. I know I'm a little intense right now, but that point is so often understated. To even get into a fight, to even get into even a one-on-one confrontation, you, not the guy trying to hurt you, no, you have made a laundry list of tactical errors to even wind up in that situation. One of which, outside of what I just stated before, is ego. Yes, I said it, ego. Because we as humans have this mentality that screw that guy, I'm gonna show him what for. I'm gonna establish dominance. I'm gonna show him I ain't no bitch. Literally have heard that. Literally have heard that. Great. So you're gonna step out and enter into a violent altercation on the basis of what? Not an immediate threat. He didn't come out of the shadows out of nowhere and start stabbing you in the ribs. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about a sneak attack. I'm not talking about a guy that, you know, is a predator waiting on prey. No. I'm talking about the dude at the bar past 10 o'clock at night that is accusing you of something you didn't do. You've both been drinking, and now you're going to enter into a violent confrontation with this dude because he, air quotes, dissed you in public, and you can't let that happen. That's what I'm talking about. Because 85% of the time, that's exactly what's going on. This dude didn't jump out of the shadows. He didn't just all of a sudden appear. You just didn't see the problem heading your way. That's the point I'm trying to make. Get better at that before you learn how to deal with multiple attackers or fighting in general. Get better at figuring out where not to be when, and you're going to find yourself in a lot less violent altercations, I promise you. So that was, you know, that was situational awareness and being, you know, an ego-driven person. Now, on to the bullshito topic. I see all these videos on YouTube of, and I'm not talking about the no-touch guys, that could be an entire podcast in itself. These no-touch or chi guys that, you know, I can break your body without even touching you, or I can do things with my mind, or I'm gonna take my index finger and I'm gonna rupture the cerebral cortex through the C-spine, and all of that is bullshit. All of it. Don't listen to those people. Don't get any training from those people. They are bullshit artists. They don't know what the fuck they're talking about. Sorry about my language again. I'm going to have to explicit content this episode because I'm extremely passionate about what's going on. I cannot stand bullshito. It drives me crazy. I'm a traditional martial artist at heart. I've spent 15 years of my life dedicated to real traditional martial arts, like real stuff, like what actually works. And it just drives me nuts to see dudes making a dime, air quotes, teaching somebody something that's more than likely going to get them seriously injured or killed in a real life violent altercation. So what's the realness of multiple attackers? Well, first of all, this no-touch stuff, it's not going to work. Anybody that tells you that you can kung fu kick three guys in the face if you train with him long enough and pay him a bunch of money, that's also bullshit. Those guys, I mean, yeah, they've got some traditional martial arts training, but they're trying to sell you something just to get you money. Kicking somebody in the face in a street fight's never a good idea. Why? Because there's a likelihood they're going to see a kick coming, they're going to catch the kick, they're going to put you on your ass, and you're going to get your face pounded in. Because you didn't take the time to learn jiu-jitsu. But be that as it may. You're not going to kung fu kick anybody. You're not going to, you know, have three dudes in front of you and be able to dismantle them all with, you know, your flurry of kicks, punches, ridge hands, whatever. It's not happening. It's not happening. So what's to be done? So I've already talked about, you know, the laundry list of things that you need to shore up to even to not even be involved in a multiple person attack, right? Already talked about that. I hope I explained it pretty well, because it's really, really important, especially situational awareness and avoidance, deterrence, and de-escalation. Oh my gosh, it's vitally important. So we've got past all that, all right? We've got past the ego. Put it away. Just walk away. I don't care who you're with. I don't care where you are. Fighting because of ego and being mature enough to figure out that's what's getting ready to happen is vitally important. Don't do that. I don't care what he said about your mom. I don't care what he said about your girlfriend. I don't care what he said about your kids. It's words. He didn't touch you. It's words. So don't walk up to him with your fist drawn or your hands bowed up like an idiot, baiting him to fight. Walk away. It's just words. Now, let's talk about what's not words. Three dudes pop out of nowhere out of a back alley as you're trying to walk home. That's not words. That's overwhelming force. All right? So, let's talk about how to deal with that. First of all, guess what? Avoidance, deterrence, and de-escalation. Hey boys, I'm just trying to get home. Hands up. Put your freaking hands up. Protect your face. They're already there in front of you. Put your hands up to protect your face while you're talking. Open your palms. Create a slightly submissive posture. However, put one of your feet slightly behind you to give yourself a more even playground so that if something does pop off, you're ready. You're not caught literally flat-footed. Put your hands up while you're talking. Hey guys, just trying to get home. I don't need any trouble. If they start asking for stuff, sure, here's my wallet. Here's my money. Here's my watch. I don't care. I don't want to die today. I don't want to fight. You don't want to fight. Trust me. You get in enough actual fights, you will not want to fight. You get kicked in the face enough times, you get punched in the mouth enough times, you're going to figure out you don't want to fight. That sucks for everybody. Not just the guy, not just you, or not just the guy that you're fighting. It sucks for both of you. You don't want to fight. You don't want to do it. So do everything you can to avoid it. If it's unavoidable, have skills to back it up. So, avoidance, deterrence, and de-escalation. Start talking to them. Hey guys, I don't want to fight. I don't need this trouble. Here's my wallet. Here's my keys. Here's my watch. You know, whatever. Just let me go on my way. But never, ever, 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 ever turn your back to them. Back up slowly facing them. Check in behind you to make sure nobody's coming behind you, obviously. But back up slowly facing them. If they insist on an entanglement, on a fight, if they insist, then you have to fight. The best way to do that is to try and get them one at a time. Don't let them surround you. You want them in a straight line, which means you're going to have to circle them. So you're going to have to circle these three dudes and try to deal with one of them at a time. If you are armed, this I'm going to go into if you're armed. If you are armed with a firearm, you are going to have to earn your draw using the same movement that I just described. You got to move circularly. You still got to get them all in a straight line. But this time, instead of going in to end the fight, you're going to have to earn your draw with strikes. So you're going to have to punch that dude in the mouth to slide back and draw your pistol and hopefully fire before he retaliates. Once that happens, the likelihood of his two buddies who just witnessed him get shot actually trying to fight you are slim. People do crazy things when a gun comes out and starts going off, i.e. they run. So, unless they're just drug-addled or just really feeling froggy, they're probably going to vacate the premises. If they don't, that's where staying on the threat and being situationally aware come massively into play. You've got to stay on them. You drop the first dude, other two don't run, stay on them. If they proceed to entangle in the fight, get them too. It's just how it has to be. I don't want to shoot people. That's why I do the best I can to avoid a fight. Now, that was firearms. So, also the legality of a multi-person attack scenario. You can articulate your position to argue for deadly force. So that's going to save you in a courtroom. But I am not a legal advisor, and I'm not offering legal advice. Anything that I say is not admissible in a court of law, and I will not be in your courtroom, period. That is my stance on it. So, be that as it may, if you are not armed with a firearm and you are armed, let's say, with a blade or a baton or whatever it is, you're going to have to work a whole lot harder. Which you're still going to have to punch the dude in the face to get the thing out of your pants anyway. Got a circular motion, get him in a straight line, one at a time. First dude, pop him in the mouth with a strike. Draw your blade. Get to work with your blade. Still, because you are now entangled with this guy, and the other two are going to see that, they're not going to they won't witness you pulling the knife out if you're doing your job. So all they're going to see is their buddy getting hit. They're not going to know what with. They're going to try to swarm you. So you may have to disengage and realign. Disengage, circular motion, get them one at a time, maybe a new dude. And continue the fight until they stop. That's another point. Nobody wants to talk about what the bad guy actually controls in the fight. Hey, guess what? It's everything. The bad guy, or guys in this case, control when the fight starts and when the fight stops. Okay? If dude is laying on the ground bleeding and not actively trying to hurt you, and you attack him, that's assault and or murder depending on how it plays out. If they stop fighting, you must stop fighting as well. Period. That's the law. So, with that said, let's say you're unarmed. Now you got a real lot of work to do. This is a worst case scenario for me, if I'm being honest. You're still going to have to circular motion, get them all in a straight line, and you're going to have to swing on the first dude that comes to you. Hopefully you drop him. If you don't, you're going to have to keep moving. Continue circularly advancing, keeping them all in a straight line and fighting one dude at a time until they quit. Because I don't really see a safe way to disengage and get out of there without them jumping on you. You're going to have to stay. At that point, they are a threat, and they are a threat until they're not a threat, which means they're on the ground, or they run away from you. One of the two. And obviously, all the same things still apply. You got to watch for them drawing weapons, too. I mean, and figure out how to deal with that when it happens. The only way to deal with this part of it is actually physically getting out there and training. That's just the way it is. To actually deal with the physicalities of a fight, I mean, there's just no other way than actually finding a reputable, qualified, vetted instructor and going out and doing the work. That's what you have to do. But the big point, the bottom line up front, like I said, I'm going to go ahead and close this podcast down, but the meat and potatoes, the big point up front, don't fight for ego. I don't care what they say. I don't care what they do. If it's not hurting you or threatening to hurt your family or your friends that are around you, leave. Walk away. Drop the ego. Leave. Get out of there. You don't want to fight. Don't fight with ego. Secondly, understand that you've made a lot of mistakes. You have made a lot of mistakes just to get to that point to actually have to fight somebody anyway, whether it's multiple attackers or not. And that might be a hard pill to swallow for a whole lot of people, but I've been in fights. I've done that. Been there, done that. Don't want to do it again. It's not fun. It's not a quality experience for me. I don't like it. Gets me hurt, and I've got to take off work, which affects my family's finances. It's just not a good thing. You don't want to fight. If you can avoid one, if you can talk your way out of one, verbal judo is another thing I talk about on a podcast a lot. If you can avoid one, talk your way out of one. Do whatever you can to not fight. Because fighting, there's a 50-50 shot of you getting hurt. I don't like those odds. Don't do that. So, don't fight with ego. Avoid deterrence, de-escalation. Don't go stupid places with stupid people and do stupid shit. And situational awareness always. Always, always, always. Be aware of what's going on around you. Who's going on around you. Be aware of where you are, what area you're in. And bullshito artists, don't pay any attention to the no-touch guys or the guys that try to tell you that if you train with them for 10 years, you're going to be able to kick somebody in the face while simultaneously kicking somebody else in the face while simultaneously tying one up in a pretzel knot. It's not going to happen, guys. It's just not going to happen. But we discussed the physicality of a multi-person attack scenario the real way. I focused on avoidance, deterrence, de-escalation, and situational awareness. I can't say those enough. But yeah, guys, if you enjoyed the podcast today, I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up. I know it's kind of been a little long. I didn't really mean for it to go that long, but there was a lot to cover. And I don't think a lot of people do a good enough job of covering specifically the front half of this podcast with the situational awareness and avoidance, deterrence, and de-escalation. I just don't. I don't hear it enough. And I don't hear them putting the responsibility of that on the would-be victim. It just is. But anyway, this is Justin with Presidium Edge. If you find the podcast enjoyable and hopefully at least a little bit educational, please share this with your friends. If you feel so inclined to donate to the podcast, I would greatly appreciate that. Maybe get some new mics and better quality, and because if you guys support me, I can grow. So try to keep releasing content that you guys find not only entertaining but helpful. But find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. With that, this is Justin Presidium Edge. We'll see you guys down the road. Thanks, guys.